I've seen kids die. Kids who never wanted to come here but had to because some little shit like you turned them in just to feel important. That's not what I meant. Wells sighed and met her gaze straight on. I'm so sorry, Clark. I can't tell you how sorry. But I didn't do it to feel important. He started to step forward, but then seemed to think better of it and shifted his weight back. You were suffering and I wanted to help. I couldn't bear it seeing you like that. I just wanted to help make the pain go away. The tenderness in his voice made Clark's stomach twist. They killed my parents, she said quietly, imagining the scene as she had so many times before. Her mother bracing for the prick of a needle. Her body systematically shutting down until those final dreadful moments when only her brain was left. Had they been offered the customary last meal? Clark's heart twinged as she imagined her father's lifeless body in a release capsule, his fingers stained red from the berries he'd eaten alone. That kind of pain never goes away. For a moment, they just stared at each other, the silence taking on a physical weight. But then Wells broke eye contact and turned his head up toward the trees above them. There were faintly musical sounds coming from the leaves. Do you hear that? Wells whispered without looking at her. The song was both haunting and joyful, the first few notes an elegy for the fading stars. Yet just when Clark was sure her heart would break with the bittersweet loveliness, the melody soared, trumpeting the arrival of the dawn. Birds. Real birds. She couldn't see them, but she knew they were there. She wondered if the first colonists had heard birds singing as they'd boarded the final ship. Would the music have been a song of farewell? Or had the creatures already joined their voices together in a requiem for the dying earth? It's incredible, Wells said, turning to look at her with a smile she recognized from long ago. Clark shivered. It was like seeing a ghost, a specter of the boy to whom she'd been foolish enough to give her heart.